ما شاء الله. بسم الله، الحمد لله، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وسلم. كنا أنهينا الكلام عن معاصي اللسان. كنا أنهينا الكلام عن معاصي اللسان، نبدأ الكلام إن شاء الله تعالى عن معاصي الأذن. In the past session we got to the end of the chapter pertaining to the sins of the tongue. Now we will start discussing about the sins of the ear. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومن معاصي الأذن الاستماع إلى كلام قوم أخفوه عنه. The author said, among the sins of the ear are to listen to the private conversation which others meant to hide. كما أن القلب له معاصي واللسان له معاصي، الأذن لها معاصي. Just as there are sins pertaining to the heart, sins pertaining to the tongue, there are sins pertaining to the ear. منها أن يستمع، فرق بين السماع والاستماع. السماع قد يكون من غير تعمد، أما الاستماع معناه أن يتعمد أن يسمع. فمن معاصي الأذن أن يستمع، أن يتعمد أن يسمع كلام قوم يكرهون أن يطلع على كلامهم. علم أنهم يكرهون ذلك ومع ذلك استمع إلى ما يقولون، هذا حرام. If someone knows that there are people who are talking about a certain subject and they do not like for one to listen to what they are saying, if one despite that listens intentionally, he listens to what they are saying, then one commits a sin by that. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، هذا نوع من أنواع التجسس المحرم. This is a type of spying. A type of spying. A prohibited type of spying. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: من استمع إلى كلام قوم وهم له كارهون صب في أذنيه الآنك يوم القيامة. يصب الآنك في أذنيه، الآنك هو الرصاص المذاب، يصب في أذنيه الآنك يوم القيامة. وهو حديث صحيح رواه البخاري رحمه الله. In a صحيح حديث narrated by البخاري، the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said: من استمع إلى كلام قوم وهم كارهون له صب في أذنيه الآنك يوم القيامة. Which means if someone listens intentionally to the private discussion of other people while they do not want him to listen, on the day of judgment The melted lead would be poured in his ears. ما رأيتم يوما أنتم أحد منكم قاعد يتحدث مع آخر حديثا خاصا، شخصا هيك يمد رقبته يريد أن يعرف إيش تقولون هذا. I'm sure most of you experienced this. I don't mean they did it. No, I mean they were at one time or more having a discussion and they see someone doing like that. I should be trying to listen to what they say. If you don't like for someone to listen to what you say, and he does it, he knows, and he does it, then he deserves this punishment on the day of judgment. قال المؤلف وإلى المزمار والطنبور. طنبور آلة تشبه العود وسائر الأصوات المحرمة. The author said to listen to the flute, lute, and the rest of the unlawful sounds. كل آلة موسيقية تطرب بنفسها. شو يعني تطرب؟ تعطي خفة. تؤثر في النفس خفة. تميل بالشخص هذه الخفة إما إلى الفرح السرور وإما إلى الحزن. كل آلة تعطي بمفردها وحدها تطرب وحدها هذه الآلة يحرم الاستماع إليها تعمد الاستماع. أما إن دخل السماع قهرا يعني واحد قريب منك في البيت الآخر القريب منك في الشارع في السيارة عنده يضع صوت هذه الآلات بصوت عالي يدخل عليك السماع قهرا أنت ما عليك حرج في هذا، لكن الاستماع تعمد الاستماع إلى هذه الآلات المحرمة معصية، ليست كبيرة لكنها معصية حرام لا يجوز. Any instrument, musical instrument that gives enchantment, that that affects elation, that leads the person to be either happy or sad. Elation, yeah. So any instrument that has that effect is prohibited. It is haram to listen on purpose to it, intentionally to it. Now, if you do not want to listen, but someone is playing that instrument with a high voice or from a radio and with a high voice, then, and you are not intentionally listening, but because of the high, loud, because of the loud voice, you listen, then you are not sinful. But if you intentionally listen to that, then you are committing a sin among the sins of the ear. Although it is not an enormous sin, but it is still a sin. It is prohibited. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ليكونن في أمتي أناس يستحلون الحر والحرير والخمر والمعازف. هذا الحديث صحيح رواه البخاري وغيره. إن ذا صحيح ليكونن في أمتي أناس يعني النبي حذر من ذلك قال سيحصل أن بعض الناس يستحلون الحرى، الحرى الفروج يعني يزنون، والحرير حرام على الرجال لبسه، الحرير الذي تخرجه الدودة، والخمر معروفة، والمعازف هي هذه الآلات التي نتكلم عنها. إن صحيح حديث narrated by البخاري، the prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said ليكونن في أمتي أناس يستحلون الحرى والحرير والخمر والمعازف، which means in the future among my nation some people will commit types of sins. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned these types. One type is az-zina. Al-hira means az-zina. Another type, wearing silk, because it is prohibited for men to do that. Drinking alcohol. And the fourth thing that the Prophet mentioned is listening to these instruments, prohibited musical instruments. فيدخل في ذلك العود والطنبور والمزمار وما شابه. This includes the lute, the flute, and what is similar. أما ما لا يعطي، ما لا يعطي طربا، ما لا يطرب بنفسه، كالدف والطبل فيجوز الاستماع إليه، والصنج يجوز الاستماع إليه. Now what does not give enchantment, like the drums, like الصنج. The drums, the cymbals, and the like, it is permissible to listen to them. ولو كان بعضها أحيانا يحرك القلب، الدف أحيانا يحرك القلب، لكن فرق بين الطرب وتحريك القلب. Even if sometimes these sounds affect the heart, there is a difference between affecting the heart and giving enchantment. الدف sometimes it affects the heart. ثم إذا دخل السماع قهرا على الشخص يلزمه أن يكره ذلك ليسلم من المعصية. If someone unintentionally hears these prohibited sounds, one needs to hate such matter to be clear from sinning. Isn't it prohibited? Don't we need to hate sins, even if those sins are done by others? Then if one listens to this, to be clear from, if one hears it without his intention, to be clear from sinning, totally clear on this issue, he needs to hate this issue. وَإِنْ اسْتَطَاعَ أَنْ يُنْكِرْ أَنْكَرْ. If he can stop this prohibited thing, he does it, depending on the situation. إن كان يستمع إليه الشخص الذي يفعل ينصحه. If he knows that the one who is doing that listens to him, if he advises him, then he does it. He tells him, leave out doing that, stop doing it, etc. So it depends on the situation. في كل حال، لكن في كل حال يجب أن ينكر بقلبه. But in all cases, he needs to hate that in his heart. وإن عجز عن منع هذا الشيء يفارق المجلس. And if he cannot stop this issue from taking place, then he leaves out the session. He leaves out the station. قال المؤلف: وكالاستماع إلى الغيبة والنميمة ونحوهما. The author said, to listen to gossip about a Muslim that one hates to be said, or to tale-bearing that stirs up enmity among Muslims, and namima, and the like. One is not sinful if one hears this, involuntary and hates it, but if one is able, then one must renounce it. كذلك من معاصي الأذن أن يستمع الشخص إلى الغيبة. أناس قاعدون في مجلس في حلقة يغتابون شخص وهو قاعد معهم في هذه الحلقة لا يشاركهم لكن يستمع إلى ما يقولون هذا عليه إثم عليه معصية من معاصي الأذن. If some people are sitting together in a circle gossiping someone, one person is sitting with them in that circle. He is not talking, but he is listening. He is sinful by that. He is committing a sin among the sins of the ear. نفس الشيء لو كان يشتغل الشخص بالنميمة. Likewise, if one is, committing the sin of tale bearing. إذا كان بقي هو يستمع أيضا عليه إثم. If this person, if another person stays in the session listening to what's going on of this tale bearing, then he commits a sin by that. كما قلنا إن قدر على الإنكار ينكر لابد أن يكره هذا الشيء وإن لم يقدر على منعه أيش يعمل يفارق المجلس. As we said, one has to, if one cannot prevent this issue, stopping it, then one has to hate it and leave out the session. It does not remain in the same session. إلا أن يكون معذورا, except if he has an excuse for that. قال المؤلف رحمه الله. الآن ننتقل إلى معاصي اليدين. Let us move to the sins of the hands. قبل ذلك أحد عنده استفهام عن الذي ذكرناه؟ بس الذي ذكرناه. Before moving to the sins of the hand, do you have any questions about what we said? Just what we said. طيب, we'll start. For example, if he goes, he would be harmed. Someone would harm him. For example. Which instruments? Duf والطبل ولا مطربة. If those instruments give enchantment, then it is haram. You can, with religious songs, you can use a duf, you can use the drums, tabl, you can, but not the prohibited instruments, no. No. regardless of the subject. I couldn't hear anything. About? لَيَكُونَنَّ فِي أُمَّتِي أُنَاسٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَ وَالْحَرِيرَ وَالْخَمْرَ وَالْمَعَازِفَ. Four things the Prophet mentioned. الزنا, drinking alcohol, wearing silk for men, drinking alcohol, and listening to these prohibited instruments. تفضلوا صلي. لا بد أن يفا. المجلس بس مش معناها يعني كل الناحية. المجلس. مثلا أناس قاعدون, إن شاء الله لا يصيب هذا, لكن أناس قاعدون هنا مثلا في حلقة يستعملون الآلات الموسيقية المحرمة, ما سمعوا منه يتركهم, يقعد هناك يقعد هناك, هذا هو. لا, لأن بقاءه معهم يشجعهم, فيه تشجيع لهم. If some people are sitting in a circle, let's say here, using the prohibited instruments, If one advises them, he cannot prevent it, so they do not accept. He leaves that circle. He sits somewhere else. Because staying with them encourages them. نرجع له هيدي. هيدي بنرجع له. إن شاء الله. تفضل. لا تستطيع أن تخرج. ما عليه حرج, ما عليه حرج. Go ahead, brother. If one what? Manipulated in a way that he changes it. So it's no more enchanting. But this is where the issue lies. If it is enchanting, then it is haram. So that this is where it lies. The ruling depends on this issue. لا, الكوبة, الكوبة اللي تسمى في بعض البلاد دربكي حرام, بس مش ليس لأنها مطربة, لأن الضرب عليها فيه تشبه بالفساق, لأنه بالأصل لا يستعملها بالأصل إلا الفساق بالأصل. أما هي لا تطرب, لكن لأجل التشبه بالفساق العلماء قالوا تحرم. There is an instrument, a kind of drums. It is like wide from the two edges and narrow from the middle. Like the hourglass shape. It has the hourglass shape. Using this instrument, this instrument does not give enchantment, but it is prohibited because using it is imitating the enormous sinners. Originally, only the enormous sinners used it. This is why the scholars said it is haram to use it. It does not give enchantment, but for another reason, for this reason. Go ahead. MashaAllah, you have a lot of questions. Go ahead. No, 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 no. This is where it lies. This, what do you mean, yani, electronic sound that gives the sound of the flute, for example? It like there's, as I said, if it gives enchantment, it depends on that. تفضل. No, go ahead. Yeah. Keyboard. It depends on the sounds. That's نفس الصوت تعشو. Yeah, well, the sound that it gives, it depends on the sound. I am not an expert in that. It depends on the sound. Like the string instruments. I gave you the rule and you apply it. That's I wouldn't encourage to do that, but I will ask about it and give you the answer, inshallah. Sometimes there are things that affect the heart without giving enchantment. Sounds that affect the heart without giving enchantment. This is what I meant. This is not haram. The enchantment is this shusam, this elation that leads, makes one lean towards being happy or sad. This is what it means. طيب. يا أحمد. Of course, yeah. Let me tell you something. If someone records the sound of a flute, so he can listen to the tape, and he cannot listen to the instrument. It's the same. It's the same. It depends on the sound. The flute, if it is made out of bamboo, it's not haram because of the bamboo. The sound is what makes it haram to use it. It's not the bamboo, for example. وفيك. طيب. قال المؤلف ومن معاصي اليدين التطفيف في الكيل والوزن والزرع. The author said, among the sins of the hands are to give. شو هي حاج؟ شو هي؟ Among the sins of the hands are to give short, that is to cheat, when measuring by volume, weight, or arm length. شرح ذلك أن اليدين لهما معاصي كما أن اللسان له معاصي والأذن لها معاصي والقلب له معاصي. There are sins of the hands, just like there are sins of the heart, the ear and the tongue. منها التطفيف في الكيل والوزن والزرع. إذا صار الإنسان إذا كان الإنسان يزن شيئا، إذا وزن فصار يغش، إذا اشترى يزن يستعمل الوزن المعيار الصحيح، وإذا باع يستعمل معيارا أنقص، إذا اشترى واكتال بالكيل بالحجم كان يقيس، إذا اكتال يكتال بمعيار صحيح، إذا باع يبيع بمعيار أنقص، إذا اشترى أشياء بناء على عدد الأزرع يقيس الأزرع على التمام، إذا باع يغش ينقص يوهم المشتري أنها 10 وهي 9، هذا يقال له التطفيف، وهو حرام من معاصي اليدين. الله تعالى قال: ويل للمطففين. ويل، الويل يعني العذاب الشديد، معناه هذا من كبائر الذنوب التطفيف في الكيل أو الوزن أو الزرع. ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون، هذا معناه. Some people, when they buy, they use proper measurements to buy, whether they are weighing or buying by volume or by the number of arm length, cubits or yards or the like, feet or the like. When they buy, they use the proper measurements. When they sell, they use measurements that are not correct to get more profit. So they let the buyer think that they are he or she is getting, let's say, 10 pounds, while truly the buyer is getting 9 or 10 mud, while the buyer is getting 9 or 8 and the like. This is an enormous sin. Doing that is an enormous sin, as it is mentioned in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Allah Ta'ala threatened those who do that with a severe punishment in the hereafter. بعض الذين يبيعون القماش ترون كيف أحيانا يزرعون الأقمشة، ليس يقيس، أحيانا يمسك من هنا إلى هنا، إذا اشترى عند القياس لا يشد يده، إذا اشترى يشد يده حتى يكون المقياس صحيحا، إذا باع يرخيها حتى يكون الذي يبيعه أقصر. هذا داخل فيه. Some people who sell materials, when they measure according to the length of their hands sometimes. So when they buy, they stretch their hands to get more. When they sell, they do not stretch the hand. They make it like that, so the length would be less. So they get more profit from that. This kind of cheating is called التطفيف in Arabic. It is an enormous sin. قال المؤلف: والسرقة، ويحد إن سرق ما يساوي ربع دينار من حرزه بقطع يده اليمنى، ثم إن عاد فرجله اليسرى، ثم يده اليسرى، ثم رجله اليمنى. The author said, to steal, if one steals the equivalent of one quarter of a dinar from its secured place, one's right hand will be amputated. If one steals again, the left foot will be amputated. Then for the third stealing, one's left hand. Then for the fourth stealing, one's right foot. السرقة من الكبائر المجمع على كونها كبيرة. Stealing is an enormous sin by consensus. ما لا يختلف لا يختلف اثنان في حرمتها. There is no every Muslim whether ineligible one or not knows that it is prohibited. معنى السرقة أخذ مال الغير خفية من حرزه، أي من المكان الذي يحفظ فيه مثله، كما سبق وذكرنا. Technically in the religion, stealing means to take the belonging of someone else in a sealed way, in a concealed way, in a concealed way from the place where such thing is usually kept. عادة أساس البيت أين يحفظ؟ بالبيت، ما هيك؟ في داخل البيت، لكن يوضع في خزنة شيء ويقفل، لا يوضع. إذا دخل واحد إلى داخل البيت فأخذ الأساس من داخل البيت، هذه هي السرقة التي نتكلم عنها. أما لو كنت تضع أساس البيت في الشارع بعد ما أدخلته إلى بيتك، وضعته في الشارع أمام الباب حتى تدخله بعد ذلك إلى البيت، فجاء فأخذه من أمام البيت من الشارع، عليه إثم، حرام لا شك، لكن ليست هذه هي السرقة التي نتكلم عنها هنا، لأنه ليس من حفظه، ليس من المكان الذي يحفظ فيه مثله عادة. For example, if usually the furniture, where do they put them? Where one keeps them? In the house. You don't keep them in a safe, for example. In the house. So if someone enters the house, takes at night, for example, takes the furniture, then this is the type of stealing that we are talking about. If you bring the furniture, you put them outside in front of the door of the house because you want to bring them in, and in the meantime, someone comes and takes the furniture from outside, this is haram. This is prohibited. It is not permissible. But this is not the stealing that we are talking about here. يعني لو كان هناك لو كان يعني في حكم الشرع لا تقطع يده إذا أخذها من خارج، لأنه ما أخذها من حفظ مثلها. According to the religious rules, his hand would not be cut off if he takes the furniture from outside the house, if they were in the street, because this is not the place where those things would be kept usually. هذه السرقة إذا كان المسروق يساوي ربع دينار، ربع دينار ذهب يعني من الذهب الخالص، ربع دينار من الذهب الخالص أو أكثر، السارق في حكم الشرع تقطع يده، يستحق أن تقطع يده. If the stolen thing has the value of one quarter of a dinar, a golden dinar, the golden dinar, which is 100% gold. If the value of the stolen thing is equal to one quarter of a dinar, then the one who steals this thing deserves, in the rules of the religion, that his hand to be cut off. وهذه الأيام لا تطبق هذه الأحكام، كلكم تعرفون، لكن نحن نقول إيش هو الحكم أصلا في الشرع. All of you know nowadays they do not apply these rules, but we are mentioning what is originally the rule in the religion. هذا الحرز يختلف باختلاف الأحوال، يختلف باختلاف الأموال، يختلف باختلاف البلدان. This place where the thing is kept usually differ. Sometimes it differs from one situation to another. Sometimes it differs from one country, from one place to another. Sometimes it differs depending on the type of the belonging. السيارة تحفظ في موضع غير الذي يحفظ فيه الجواهر. The car is kept in a place different than the place where jewelries are kept usually. الثياب تحفظ في مكان غير المكان الذي يحفظ فيه العملة. Clothes are kept in a place different than the place where money is kept usually. So it differs depending on that. المكان الذي يحفظ فيه المال مثلا هنا غير المكان الذي يحفظ فيه المال في مثلا وين بتكون غير المكان الذي يحفظ فيه المال في بعض دول أمريكا الجنوبية مثلا أو في بعض دول إفريقيا. Where you keep the money here usually differs from the place where you keep the money usually if you are in certain areas in Africa, for example, or in certain areas in South America, for example. It differs from one place to another depending on the situations, depending on the type of belongings. إذا سرق الشخص ما يساوي ربع دينار من حرز مثله تقطع يده اليمنى من الكوع من هنا. If someone steals what is equivalent to one quarter of a dinar, then his right hand would be cut off from here, from the wrist. لو سرق 10 مرات أو 20 مرة ثم أخذ إلى القاضي فحكم القاضي بقطع يده تقطع يده مرة واحدة، يد واحدة. If one steals 10 times, 20 times and then he is taking before the judge, and let's assume the judge is judging according to the religious rules, then this judge would order for his right hand to be cut off one time, one hand. بعد أن تقطع هذه اليد إذا سرق مرة ثانية تقطع رجله اليسرى. After this hand is cut off, if he steals again 1, 2, 4 times and then he's taken to the judge, then his left foot would be cut off. إذا سرق بعد ذلك تقطع يده اليسرى. If he steals after that, then his left hand would be cut off. إذا سرق بعد ذلك تقطع يد رجله اليمنى. If he steals after that, his right foot would be cut off. إذا سرق بعد ذلك يعاقبه الحاكم بما يراه. If he steals after that, the ruler punishes him with a suitable punishment. لا يقتله مثلا. He does not kill him, for example. He punishes him with a suitable punishment. ثم بعد أن تقطع يده يغمس محل القطع في الزيت المغلى حتى تنسد أفواه العروق ولا يموت من نزف الدم. After the hand, for example, is cut off, they have to put his hand in to do something to stop the bleeding. So usually they used to put the hand in boiling oil, so immediately the bleeding stops, so one does not die out of bleeding. قال المؤلف: ومنها النهب والغصب والمكس والغلول. The author said to loot, to take the money of others by force, to take the trader's tax, to misappropriate the spoils of war. من معاصي اليدين النهب. النهب يعني أن يأخذ الإنسان مال الغير بغير حق جهارا ليس خفية، مجاهرة من غير استخفاء يأخذ المال. في الغالب يكون اعتمادا على الهرب، يأخذه ويهرب، هذا يقال له نهب. To take the money, one prohibited matter is to loot, that is to take the belonging of others, not in a concealed way, no, in an apparent way. Usually, one does that and runs away with it. This is haram, prohibited. ومنها الغصب وهو الاستيلاء على مال الغير ظلما، اعتمادا على قوة الإنسان أو على جاهه أو نحو ذلك. Another type of sinning is to take unjustly the belonging of others, relying on one's force, on one's social status, or the like. وكلا الأمرين من الكبائر. Both are among the enormous sins. To loot and to take the belongings of others, relying on force, by force, unjustly. وقد جاء في الحديث: من ظلم قيد شبر من أرض طوقه من سبع أراضين يوم القيامة. معناه يخسف به يوم القيامة، تصير هذه الأرض التي غصبها، أخذها بغير حق، تصير طوقا في رقبته. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري. It is narrated in the hadith of al-Bukhari that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said: من ظلم قيد شبر من أرض طوقه من سبع أراضين يوم القيامة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Which means the one who takes even one... What do you call this? The one who takes one hand span of land unjustly on the day of judgment. The earth will swallow this person up till his neck. And this land that he took unjustly becomes like a ring around his neck. كذلك من المعاصي المكث ما يؤخذ من التجار وأمثالهم, يأخذ الحاكم من التجار وأمثالهم, هذا حرام أيضا. Among the sins also of the hand is what rulers usually do. They take money from the traders and others unjustly. This is haram. ومن معاصي اليدين الغلول. في قانون الشريعة المغانم التي تكون في الحرب قبل أن تقسم على المقاتلين تجمع ثم يفرز منها خمسها, فله مصارفه الخاصة التي يصرف فيها, وأربعة أخماسها توزع على المقاتلين. إذا أخذ واحد من الذين في الجيش من الغنائم قبل القسمة الشرعية, يعني حتى يكون عنده أكثر من غيره, أخذ شيئا قبل أن تقسم القسمة الشرعية, هذا يقال له الغلول, وهو من كبائر الذنوب. In the rules of the religion, the spoils of war are gathered. One-fifth of them is put aside to be spent in a specific way determined in Al-Quran. And the four-fifths are distributed among the members of the army. If one of the soldiers takes, before this is done, he takes something and he hides it, so he gets a bigger share. This thing is haram, this act is haram. In Arabic it is called al-ghulul, and it is an enormous sin. مرة كان مع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في بعض غزواته شخص يراعي أغراض النبي على ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. At the time of the Prophet, he had with him one time he had with him a person who was taking care of the belongings of the Prophet, if you want, that were with him. ثم هذا الرجل مات. Then this person died. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إنه في النار. بعض الناس مدحوه, يعني مات في المعركة. النبي قال رأيته إن شملته التي غلها لتشتعل عليه نارا. معناه هذا الرجل كان أخذ من الغنائم شيئا قبل القسمة, شملة, شملة قيمتها شيء قليل, قطعة قماش قيمتها شيء قليل, أخذ شملة من الغنائم قبل أن تقسم. فقال النبي هذه تشتعل عليه نارا, يعني يستحق عذاب النار بها. This man died. Some people praised him, so the Prophet said that no, this person took a piece of material called in Arabic shamla. It has a very, it's not expensive. He took it from the spoils and hid it. The Prophet told them that he deserves the torture of hellfire because what he did. So this is an enormous sin to do that.
بيكون حجم الجلد.
هذا الرجل ما نال الشهادة لأن ما مات شهيدا، لأن الذي يموت شهيدا تغفر ذنوبه. This man did not die as a martyr, because the one who dies as a martyr, his sins would be forgiven. قال المؤلف: والقتل وفيه الكفارة مطلقة، وهي عتق رقبة مؤمنة سليمة، فإن عجز صام شهرين متتابعين. The author said to kill, an expiation, kafara, is always due for killing. That is to free a Muslim slave who has no defects. If unable, one fasts two consecutive lunar months. إذا قتل الإنسان شخصا آخر عمدا أو خطأ أو شبه العمد وشبه الخطأ، كيفما كان إذا قتل إنسانا آخر عليه الكفارة. If someone kills someone else, whether intentionally or by mistake, regardless, if he kills someone else, an expiation is due on him. هذه الكفارة هي عتق رقبة مؤمنة سليمة من العيوب المضرة بالعمل. This expiation is to free a Muslim slave that has no defects that prevents him or her from working. فإن عجز، if he cannot, if he is unable, يصوم شهرين متتابعين, he needs to fast two consecutive months. ليس 60 يوما، شهرين هلاليين متتابعين. I did not say 60 days, I said two consecutive lunar months. لأن الشهرين قد يكونان أقل من 60 يوما. Because two lunar months might be less than 60 days. ولا بد أن يكون الصوم متتابعا، فلو أفطر في اليوم الأخير يعيد من الأول. These two months need to be consecutive. So even if he breaks his fast the last day, he needs to repeat fasting two consecutive lunar months. قال المؤلف: وفي عمده القصاص إلا أن عفى عنه الوارث على الدية أو مجانا. The author said deliberate killing is punishable by death, except if the heirs of the killed person forgive the killer for an indemnity, that is dia, or for free. إذا قتل الشخص شخصا آخر إما أن يكون القتل عمدا أو غير عمد. When someone kills another person, either this killing takes place intentionally or it is not. إن كان القتل عمدا فيستحق القاتل القتل. If this killing takes place is deliberate killing, then the killer is punished by being killed. The punishment of the killer is to be killed. إيش يعني قتل عمد؟ يعني قصد عين هذا الشخص، قصد عين هذا الشخص المقتول بشيء يقتل في الغالب، إن كان له حد أو لم يكن له حد، كالسيف والصخرة وما شابه، هذا يقال له قتل عمد. When we say deliberate killing, what do we mean by that? We mean for someone to hit another person, intending to hit this other person, himself, intending to hit him with something that usually kills, whether it is sharp or it is not, whether it is a sword or a rock. So to hit someone aiming at that person, specifically at that person, with something that kills usually, if this happens and the other person is killed, this is what we call deliberate killing. في هذه الحال القاتل يستحق القتل. In this case, the killer deserves to be killed. لكن إن عفى عنه ورثة القتيل، وارث القتيل لا يقتل. Now if the heir of the killed person if the inheritor of the killed person relieves the killer from this punishment, then the killer would not be killed. قد يسامحه مجانا وقد يسامحه مقابل الدية وقد يسامحه مقابل مال هو غير الدية. في كل الأحوال إذا تم الأمر على هذه الحال يعفى من القتل. The inheritor might relieve the killer from being killed in return of an indemnity or in return to another sum of money or for free. In all these cases, if this takes place, the killer is not killed. وقد يقصد الشخص عين المقتول بشيء لا يقتل في الغالب فيموت. هذا من جهة يشبه القتل العمد لأنه قصده بعينه، قصد ضربه بعينه، ومن جهة يشبه الخطأ لأنه ضربه بشيء لا يقتل في الغالب، غرز إبرة في فخذه، ضربه بعصا في غير مقتل ضربا غير متوال في غير شدة حر أو شدة برد، يعني ضربا في العادة لا يقتل فمات. هذا يقال له شبه العمد. القاتل في هذه الحال لا يقتل. Now, sometimes one might hit another person on purpose, aiming at the other person with something that does not usually kill him. But the hit person dies out of that. So on one hand, this is similar to a deliberate killing because he aimed at him. He meant to hit him specifically. On the other hand, it resembles
the killing by mistake because he hit him with something that does not kill usually. Such type of killing is called you might call it in English an accidental killing by assault. So it is someone is aiming at the other person. He intends to hit the other person, but with something that does not kill usually. Like to hit him with a stick in a place that does not kill usually. To hit him, not to hit him like 1,000 times, yani to hit him one or two times in a way that usually, in a way and in circumstances that usually one does not die out of that. Or to poke him with a needle in his thigh. Usually this does not kill, but let's say someone did it to another person and that person dies out of that. In this case, the killer is not killed. In this case, the killer is not killed. في هذه الحال عليه الدية. In this case, the indemnity is due on him. أما لو لم يقصد بالمرة أن يصيبه فأصابه خطأ. Now, if he did not mean at all to hit that person, but by mistake he hit the person. Let's say he was hunting, he was aiming at a deer, and he, by mistake, he shots a person, a human being. This would be killing by mistake. مثلا ما قصد كان يصطاد أراد أن يصيب الصيد فأصاب إنسانا. هذا يقال له قتل خطأ. لا يقتل القاتل أيضا في هذه الحال. Also in this case the killer is not killed, does not deserve to be killed. إنما تجب عليه الدية, the indemnity is due on him. الدية هي 100 من الإبل في الذكر الحر المسلم و50 في الأنثى الحرة المسلمة. The indemnity of a free Muslim man is 100 camel with specific criteria depending on the type of killing. The indemnity of a free Muslim woman is half of that. أما دية غير المسلم فغير هذا. The indemnity of a non-Muslim differs from this. ودية العبد قيمته. The indemnity of a slave, if one kills a slave, he pays the value of the slave to the owner of this slave. يعني في بعض البلاد الدية يعني ليست شيئا قليلا. So in most of the countries the indemnity has a big value. 100 camels, this is a big amount of money, or 50 camels. لكن لو عفى القاتل الوارث عن القاتل لو اتفق معه على شيء دون ذلك يجوز. بدل 100 جمل لو 100 من الإبل لو اتفق معه مثلا لو قلنا على 1000 دينار يجوز. Now if they agree together to another amount, the inheritor and the killer, they agree together on 1,000 dinar, for example, instead of the 100 camels, it is permissible. But what is due originally is 100 camels. Shuya Iman. If the killed person, I did not make this clear. If the killed person is a free Muslim man, then the indemnity is 100 camel. If the killed person is a free Muslim woman, then the indemnity is 50 camels. If the killed person is a slave, then the killer pays its value to his or her owner. If the killed person is a non-Muslim, the indemnity would be, there are details about that, depending on different factors. So this differs according to the killed person. طيب وكما يثبت القصاص في النفس يثبت في الأطراف أيضا. يعني إذا قطع إنسان يد إنسان آخر يستحق أن تقطع يده، إذا قطع رجله يستحق أن تقطع رجله، وهكذا. Just like if someone kills in a deliberate way another person, the killer would be killed, deserves to be killed. Likewise, if this person cuts off the hand of another person, his hand, he deserves for his hand to be cut off. If he cuts off the foot of another person, he deserves for his foot to be cut off. إلا أن يعفو عنه مقابل مجانا أو مقابل مال. Except if the harmed person relieves him from that in exchange of a certain amount of money or for free. ولينتبه هنا عندما نقول القاتل يقتل والسارق تقطع يده ونحو ذلك، إنما نريد أن القاضي هو الذي يفعل ذلك، ليس أن الواحد منا يفعل ذلك. حتى يعني لو كان في بلد يطبق فيه أحكام الشريعة، ليس كل واحد يفعل هذا، إنما هذا للقاضي. Be careful when we say that the one who kills someone else deserves to be killed, the one who cuts off the hand of someone else, his hand deserves for his hand to be cut off, etc. We do not mean that he can do it by himself just like that. No. Even if it is if this occurs in a country which is where the rules of a Sharia are applied, the judge does that. The judge carries it out. The judge forces it, enforces it. It's not like everyone does whatever he thinks about this issue, or he goes out killing and cutting off hands, etc. It is not, well, to make it more clear. It is not permissible to do that. بقي أن نذكر شيئا أن قتل الإنسان لنفسه حرام من الكبائر. الانتحار حرام من الكبائر. We still need to mention one thing. Killing oneself, يعني to suicide, is an enormous sin. لكن ليس كفرا. وحده بمجرده ليس كفرا. But by itself, suiciding is not blasphemy. But it is the most enormous sin after blasphemy. إلا أن ينتحر اعتراضا على الله يكون هذا يكون كفرا. يكون كفرا لأجل الاعتراض. Except if someone suicides out of objecting to Allah, this would be blasphemy, because this issue of objecting to Allah تبارك وتعالى. أما ما يقوله بعض الناس الانتحار كفر هيك على الإطلاق, هذا ليس من أحكام الشريعة, ما جاء في الشرع. What some people say that suiciding is blasphemy, some people they say it just like that without any details, this is not correct, this is not the proper judgment. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. إن كان لكم سؤال لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. Go ahead. And well, they are committing well, thinking it is halal, they are sinning. This is not an excuse for that. This is not an excuse. Whether they think that it is halal or not, this is not an excuse. Go ahead. Approximately 1 gram of gold. Wafiq. يعني nowadays قديش الكيلو صار 15,000؟
ما أعرف الأونس.
Almost maybe nowadays it's worth it for it's $15 nowadays. تفضل صدر الدين. السرقة كبيرة إلا في بعض الأحوال, هكذا الحكم العام أنها كبيرة إلا في بعض الأحوال, مثل سرقة حبة عنب, هذه صغيرة. صح. First, he pays the kafara, he sets the slave free, then he is killed.
What about the fasting?
First, he fasts, and after finishing fasting, he would be killed. Go ahead. No. Well, then, what's the usual, the market price? They go, this is what they rely upon. The doof, to use it in the masjid, I never heard that some scholars said it is haram. I never heard. during the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, some Muslims from Ethiopia, from Abyssinia, some people from there, they embraced Islam. And they had a certain way. Well, up till now they do the same. They had a certain way to... What do you want to call it? To move their body, and their steps. Some people might call it dancing, anyway. While holding their spears in their hands. So one day they were doing that within the masjid of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the Prophet called Sayyida Aisha and told her, come and look at them. He did not prevent them from doing that, because it does not have anything that degrades the masjid, or does not have any lack of respect. And likewise, using the duff inside the masjid does not have any lack of respect in it. تفضل. إن عفا بعض الورث عنه لا يقتل. خلاص. If some of the inheritors, even one, relieves the killer from the punishment of being killed, he would not be killed. Period. Even if one of them. هالأيام حوالي $15. The robbed person forgives the one who steals, if this is brought before the judge, he needs to carry to enforce the punishment. Even though. Yeah, correct. This differs. There is a difference in this issue. إذا ثبت عليه عند القاضي تقطع يده. إذا ادعى عليه المسروق وثبت عند القاضي بالدليل, لو تاب تقطع يده. مثل الزاني لو تاب يقام عليه الحد إذا ثبت عند القاضي. تفضل عبد الرحمن. They know that this is among the rules of the religion. Kufr. A'udhu billah. Tfaddal. Oh, either. Go ahead. في الماضي واحد من الشعراء كان ملحدا. مرة قال بيتا من الشعر يعترض على الشريعة. قال: يد ب500 عسجدا وديت, ما بالها قطعت في ربع ديناري. يعني فرد عليه بعض علماء المسلمين قال: عز الأمانة أغلاها وأرخصها ذل الخيانة, فافهم حكمة الباري. يريد هذه اليد إذا قطعها إنسان لآخر, يمكن الآخر يطلب منه 500 دينار وإلا يقطع يده, وإذا سرق ربع دينار عقوبتها القطع في الشرع, وكيف هذا؟ فرد عليه بذلك: عز الأمانة أغلاها وأرخصها ذل الخيانة، فافهم حكمة الباري. In the past there was a poet who was an atheist, really. He objected, he mocked the rule of the religion of cutting off the hand of the one who steals. And he said a verse of poetry pertaining to that, which means if someone cuts off the hand of another person, he might have to pay to this other person 500 dinars for that. So a hand which is worth it for 500 dinars, if one uses it to take one quarter of a dinar, it would be cut off. How is that? He objected to the rules of the religion. A scholar, several scholars, one of them, he responded by poetry also. So he said, when this hand was honest, its value was a high value. When it became dishonest, its value went down. So, تفضل. If someone, okay, let's put it this way: after the soul is enters the body of the fetus, this fetus becomes alive. This happens after 4 months of pregnancy. So after that, this fetus becomes alive. So killing the fetus after that is a crime. It is not permissible. So it is a crime. And if someone does it, he has to pay to the inheritors ghurra, a slave. This is or the value of a slave if this is not there. If someone more than one what? More than one person? What's the question? Are you asking about the punishment or the you are asking about the indemnity? About addiya or he? Well, okay. Now, if he kills two people, he needs to fulfill two expiations. So, to free two slaves, or to fast 2 months and then 2 other months. And if they relieve him from being killed, he has to pay an indemnity to the inheritors of this one, and another one to the inheritors of the second one. تفضل أبو عمر. هذا هو شبه الخطأ هو شبه العمد. هو اسمه شبه العمد وشبه الخطأ، بس بيختصروها. للاختصار أحيانا يقولون شبه العمد، أحيانا يقولون شبه الخطأ. هو تفضل أبو عمر. ما سمعت أبو عمر. يكفي هذا بس يكفي هذا، يكفي هذا دليلا. تفضل وليد. صح. بعدين
بالأخير عند التنفيذ بده يوجه على واحد أو أكثر، على اثنين بيكون وجه، على اثنين هو غير السيف. نفس الشيء بكون قصد الكل، اذا قصد على هول قصد الكل. بلى، ما شرط يحدد واحد، قد يقصد اكثر من واحد. تفضل عبد الله جواد. To it's a slave person. Fetus. You are talking about the fetus or the child, about the fetus. So you are not talking about the fetus.
Already born.
Like anyone else, the same thing. If it's a male, then 100 camel. If it's a female, then 50 camels. Okay. تفضل عبد الرحمن. وجبت، ثبتت عليه الدية. If the inheritor says I don't want for the killer to be killed in exchange of a دية, then he needs to pay a دية. فوزي. If someone is faced with hardship and because of that this person kills himself, we treat him, he's a Muslim, we treat him as a Muslim because it does not mean that he did that to object to Allah, not necessarily. So we treat him as a Muslim. Wafiq, go ahead. حرام. This is حرام. No, that's different. This is different. تفضل شاهد. Yes. If the killer is a woman and she needs to fast two consecutive months as an expiation, the period of menses is not counted, as if it did not exist. This is how she goes with it. It does not interrupt. يعني, it's not counted. So she keeps going until the sum becomes equal to two lunar months without counting the, as if they did not exist. Wa alaykum as-salam. If the inheritors, some of them, they say, we do not want him to be killed, we accept the indemnity. And others say, no, we do not accept the indemnity, we want him to be killed. First, he is not killed, period. And the indemnity would be distributed among them, regardless of their opinion. I
هي إلها أحكام تجي معنا إن شاء الله. نعم. تأبيبا
ربع.
Yeah, they are using the belongings of others without their permission. Yeah. But, For example, let us say that a woman kills someone and she wants to fast as an expiation. So she starts at the beginning of the month of Muharram, and then after 20 days, she fasts 20 days, then 7 days she was in her menses. She is in her menses. Once the menses end, she starts fasting again. Okay, so now she has here 20. Let's say she fasts another 20, and then the menses comes again. Now the sum is 40. After the menses ends, regardless of how many days, she is counting now 40. So she keeps fasting during this month, lunar month, until she completes 30 days. Okay, we'll try to put it in a board or something, inshallah, in the coming session, inshallah. Barakallahu fiq. Go ahead. No. Okay. Can repeat the question. Unjustified. The expiation. Yeah, if someone attacks you and you are defending yourself, and out of defending yourself, you kill that person. You didn't have any other way to defend yourself other than killing him, otherwise he would kill you. In this case, there is no expiation on you. What are you asking about? Yeah, one person hires another person to kill a third person. What's the question? The one who killed, who actually killed, the one who did the killing, he would be killed. Yeah. The other one, he is sinful, but he wouldn't be killed for that. Wafiq. Okay, let's take this question and that's it. Allah yubarikum fiikum. What is the judgment of having abortion before the soul enters the fetus? Imam Abu Hanifa says that if abortion takes place before the soul enters the fetus, it is permissible, with the condition that the woman does not uncover her awra. So by taking a medicine or something like that, or if her husband is a doctor who does that, or she does not uncover, yani she is entitled to do that, but take in consideration this does not allow her to uncover her aura in front of those who are not permitted to see it. So those are two different things. You know that one, a woman can take some pills and out because of that, abortion takes place. So does not have to be by surgery or the like. Barakallahu feekum. خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الحصة الجاية بجاوب على هذا السؤال إن شاء الله بارك الله فيكم.